Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it was a pretty pint-sized round in round 17, the final bye week of the year, and got through it relatively unscathed, I think, for most people. It wasn't a huge outing for a lot of big-name players, and it wasn't a small one by any stretch. So if you managed 10-plus players, I think you would have done pretty well. Heading out of that round, looks like 1,000 points would be the holy grail. I've seen a scattering of those throughout the leagues, but so far it looks like, geez, anywhere between 500 and 900 really is where most people ended up. So who knows? So if you targeted this one for a big showing, you might be climbing the ladder well and truly. But the weeks leading after this will be very, very tricky if you have stacked your side full of 17 players, round 17, that is. So hopefully you've got trades up the sleeve. I know I don't, but nonetheless, went pretty hard at it. So I got 926 with the final game still to update. So hopefully some points coming out of Sharks and Warriors this afternoon. But outside of that, relatively happy across the board. My own NRL team, much less so. Nothing worse than coming and playing that Give Your Love to a Cowboys Man song. After another thrashing, it's getting harder and harder. On Friday night, I told Lakey on the pod during the week that I didn't bother watching him his Knights destroy the Cows 38-0 last week. And I didn't do that either this weekend, 46-18, whatever it was. And instead, I got on the beers in the city, decided I needed to walk it off. And that walk was the 10K between the city and where I live. So steam out the ears, cooled down by the end, got halfway there and got an Uber. Thought better of it. But yeah, that was my Friday night. Didn't get much more exciting after that into the weekend. But nonetheless, it's getting pretty exciting in the NRL. Fair bit going on. All the teams basically moving up to Queensland. So NRL Magic Round every single weekend. How good could it be? We've got Origin as well. Everything's, it's all coming up Queensland except the results. So we'll see what happens coming out of game three. But for Supercoach anyway, could throw one final bit of spanner into the works. Who knows who will back up, whether there'll be restings, where the players are even going to be. It's all happening. Who knows? But that's in the future. Let's talk about some of the round 17 goings on. Not really too much news. We'll get into it. I mean, everyone's on the injury front doing pretty well coming out of these four games of the weekend. So the only ones I've got down here, Janamus Louis, 1 to 3 weeks with calf strain, and Toa Sipley in the same game, nasty shoulder injury for him, possibly 2 to 4. Pending some of the wash-up coming out on Monday, didn't seem to be too bad in a weekend on the injury front. So NRL Physio had a relatively quiet weekend, but he seemed to be up and about for Ash Barty. The Barty party started quite late on Saturday night. He looked to be in the thick of it with his Twitter game. But nonetheless, for the NRL, relatively unscathed, so good to see. Suspension front, the only one to get suspended so far, or possibly, is Hylam Lukey, Cowboys benchy. So a bit of controversy coming out of that Friday game that I did not watch. Did see the highlight of this one, got clipped a player around the head, and now sees a week, possibly two, if he challenges. So there you go. Nothing else coming out from the first three games. Adam Fanua-Blake, as he is wont to do, got put on report for a crusher. Knowing his history, that could be a week or two. So hopefully we didn't need him for numbers for next round. 18 could be a tricky one with all these Origin wash-ups and all that kind of thing, but we didn't need suspensions or injuries. Thankfully, it might just be AFB that's causing us some concern. Without further ado, let's get to the Rocker of the Week. Hard to go past any of the bunnies for the top three in that game, 130 for each of Cody Walker, AJ, and Tane Milne. Alex Johnson and Tane Milne, they were just lining up queuing up to score tries, and that's exactly what happened. And Cody Walker, some unreal stat. He had like 8 line break assists. He had 5 try assists and a try contribution. It was just all coming up Cody. So, I mean, it happened to be against my side, but at least I had 2 of those 3. Tony Milne was not my boy, but would have been a great pickup for anyone that's going someone cheap with a great matchup. It certainly came to fruition. So well done if you had the back 3. Jeez, unreal stuff. Unfortunately, in that same game, I also had Campbell Graham. Not so good. How his outside man got 130 and he got 33. Don't know, but there you go. Campbell Graham, not so good in the Rockercon. Let's go to the, I was going to say the fail of the week. We'll get into the flopper of the week. I mean, kind of a fail. We'll get to the trade fail in a little bit, but I mean, these two guys here, let's start with Jason Saab, 12 points. I mean, that we've seen it before from him this year. When he doesn't have turbo, he tends to go a little bit flat, and that's exactly what happened. But I mean, geez, if you fell into the trap, I feel very, very sorry for you. I could see why. 160 the week before, coming up against the Raiders, who have been pretty damn ordinary. You'd expect more than the 12 points that he racked up in the end. But again, it's well, sort of in line with his previous scoring. So hopefully, with a fit and healthy Tommy Turbo, whenever that is coming back into the side, he could bounce back. But geez, that will be number one rage trade candidate, I would suspect, after his cash rises drop after next week. Outside of that, in today's game, very, very quiet performance from Cody Nikorima, a guy that I'd sort of touted as being a halves candidate, dual positioning, all that sort of stuff. 17, 1 line break assist to his name at the start of the game. So really kicked off and got absolutely nowhere. So the Warriors, they did look a little bit dangerous here and there, but Cody shockingly underperforming and gave the kicking away to Reece Walsh. So obviously not ideal. Walsh coming back into the side, does that mean he's going to get goal kicking long term, or is this just a injury management thing for Cody? Not too sure, but 17 points from a pretty highly priced halves player is not the score that you want to rack up. The shocker of the week. Very, very hard to go past the one and only Sam Williams. Double try for him on Friday night, Thursday night, I should say, leading his side to victory. 2 tries, a try assist. It was all coming up, Sam Will. So there you go, the halves crisis at the Raiders is averted for at least another week. But Sam Williams, 104 points. Let's just see who traded this bloke in. I mean, he's relatively cheaply priced, 361K. Got his half spot locked in for the time being. He had 28 trade-ins for Jerome Luai. So well done, everyone out there. And maybe we'll just get into the trade fail. Yeah, I won't play that whole thing again. But the trade fail is none other than Sam Williams. So 28 people traded in him for Jerome Luai and his 104 points. One person traded out, traded in Jerome Luai and traded out Sam Williams. So not sure what was going through there. Longer term play. I mean, Luai is coming back in a couple of weeks. Maybe it's not so bad news for him. But geez, for this week, I think you needed the number champion. But 104 points gone begging there. All right, let's get into the game by game. That same game started with, it was a flurry of points, 30-16. Relatively quiet, a couple of the guys in here that people would have had their eye on and had in their teams. And maybe the starting point is Corey Harawira Naira. 44 points and sort of not really heavily involved. It was a rare underperforming kind of show from him. So, I mean, he had didn't have his usual offloads, didn't have his usual busts. He was just really tackling. And normally we see him get his hands on the ball and try and target down that edge there. But for whatever reason, CHN just having a very quiet outing. So 44, not the worst score in the world, but you would have hoped for a little bit more on a night like this. Rapina for the Raiders, I thought, looked one of their more dangerous players. 55 points, bit of a pod option in center wing, didn't quite pay off, but 55 and no try assists or tries to his name. And he, 36 hit up points. Quite a busy outing for Rapana, just not leading to points. Top of the list, as we said, was Sam Williams, 104 points. I don't think anyone else saw that coming. A couple of Manly guys, though, that would have been a handy addition. Dylan Walker, 84. So he had an early try. Couldn't get the Manly side dragged back into this game, but geez, 84, that's a, yeah. Who'd have thought Dylan Walker, the top Manly point scorer from this game? And our boy Gwok, Hamoli Olokowatu, he got 79 points and a try. Looked very, very dangerous out there. Has been bubbling along a little bit. He's made almost 200 grand so far in the game with basically what looks like a starting second row spot locked up, at least for the short term. So great stuff for Hamoli if you got onto him. One of the biggest surprise packets for me was Moses Suli. Firstly, he was involved in one of the most hilarious sort of quasi-try assists I think you'll ever see. The Falcon, not even looking at the ball, turned to face away past his own try line. Out of nowhere, the ball hits him in the schnoz, and it goes and sets a try up for the Raiders. So not a great night for Moses, but he did bounce back with a try of his own, cutting through some pretty flimsy Raiders defense. So he was a very cheap option. Shouldn't be in the side, you wouldn't think, not only based on that Falcon, but just based on how he has gone this year. Seems to be not so favoured in that Manly back line. But 71 points, if you did jump on the cheapie, well done to you. Ryan Sutton, 63, good front row, second row dual buy. If you did go that way, it's a pretty handy enough score from a guy who's in that sort of mid-range pricing. No one else really. I mean, Jason Saab, we did talk about flopper of the week, 12 points, just not involved at all. Kurt DeLewis, 15, another cheapie off the bench. I think about that many minutes. Wasn't really great showing. And Ryan James had a brief flurry of about 10 minutes where he came onto the park in the second half and then immediately went off again. So not sure what the go is there, but 16 points. I mean, who knows? It might have been the difference in a head-to-head if you had held on to him. But outside of that, did not reach any great heights, I don't think, this game. I mean, good to see the Raiders bounce back. They have had a pretty torrid run. Whether this kickstarts anything for them, I'm not too sure. Maybe finally the boy that I don't have and sort of had to death ride in a big way here, because everyone had jumped on him with the mammoth scores he was putting up, and the price tag he's got is just absolutely unreal and climbing, and that's Reuben Garrick. 51 points. He started fantastically. So busted tackles, was looking very dangerous and, you know, an inch or two away from making a break and that kind of thing. Just didn't reach any, like Manly, didn't reach any great heights. He, you know, kicked his two of his three goals. I mean, that was all right. Missed a few tackles, but really he was looking pretty dangerous with the ball in hand. And he had it quite a bit, so six busts from him in the end, about 26 hit up points. A couple of held up in goals too, where he's held the player over the line, got 3 points each for them. So, I mean, he was involved enough, but not the sort of points you'd want to see out of a 800K centre wing. But nonetheless, he's going to be a hold for the long term. When Tommy Turbo is back, it's going to be even more stressful for me as a non-owner to sit there and watch Friday night's game. Not a lot of cheering, obviously, if you're a Cowboys fan, but the Rabbitohs, geez, I'm all over the place here. The Rabbitohs absolutely put them to the sword in that second half, ran away with it all courtesy. There were some great tries, got to say. As a rugby league fan, it does pain you to watch it if it's your own side, but having a look at the way the Bunnies just crafted those tries, not great defense on the edge, but geez, you could see these coming a mile away. It still made them no less pretty to watch. So Cody Walker, 130, Alex Johnson, 130, and Tali Milne, 131, all the dynamic trio, really. Nothing really else needs to be said about them. Beyond that, I mean, the only other player I had in this game was Campbell Graham, and, you know, it's a frustrating one when you're involved in that outside man play and getting absolutely no points for it. So Campbell was surplus to requirements on the night, 33 and basically all base. Kalola Matangi, he's slid back a little bit, 50 points to him. In this game, he's not really reaching any great heights. Something about that Bunny's second row spot. It was Jaden Sewer last year, Liam Knight as well, and now it seems to be Kalola Matangi. You think with the extra minutes and involvement and in a pretty good attacking side, he'd be racking up a few more bigger score lines than that. But nonetheless, 50, I guess you will take. Who else we got? Adam Reynolds, he was very much a pod by halves only. 68 points, of course. He was going to get a handful of goals in this one, which is exactly what he did. No one else really. Blake Taff, 49, scored a try, one of the greater or the better tries on the night there, the kick through by Alex Johnson for him. That was very pretty to watch. 49 points from a cheapy centre wing fullback, 5'8", who's going to drop out of the side, you would imagine, for the rest of the run home. Done his job for you, 50 points. You will absolutely take that to the bank, as you would with Dejan Arcee for the Cows, 47. Relatively uninvolved in the second half when the Cowboys had zero ball, but in the first he was popping up here and there, looking dangerous, set up a try. on the one of the few occasions where we actually looked like a proper NRL team. So good on Dejan, similar to Blake Taff, will probably drop out over the next few weeks and maybe make a reappearance in the case of injuries, but it was a handy showing from him in the highlights that I saw. Jason Taumalolo, 87, so his third game, I believe, of the season above 60 points. So just goes to show how far off the boil he has been, but a rare sight, him streaking down the field, clothes on, streaking down the field, busting tackles, and ultimately setting up what was our second try. So good to see him out and about. Did put an offload in late as well that helped lead to the last try when the proceedings were basically all done and dusted. But you never know. He's been on the park now, what was it, 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row now. Hopefully the injuries are behind him and he can use this as some sort of base. He might just need a bit of a confidence boost and then maybe that run will be what has sparked it. But would have had a smattering of interest, I'd suspect, in this game, just given the name. Definitely not the form line. But, yeah, having a look at that, maybe 1,000, 1,500-odd trade-ins. So would be relatively happy with that. But who knows? The minutes are still floating around. They're okay, nearly an hour in this game, but that's what we expect out of him. So in this case, that line break and a couple of offloads really did boost that score. None of the other Cowboys you really wanted. Hylan Lukey, as we mentioned at the top of the pod, he was sin-binned and has now caught a 1 to 2 week suspension, but he was a cheapy second row option. Didn't get a lot of minutes, but I think he is one of our better players. So unfortunate timing for anyone that might have jumped on him or have had him since he was on the bubble so long ago. But yeah, unfortunately, the Cowboys are not much doing. And in a surprise result, really, just basically the scoreline, 22-16, the Roosters just getting home over the Dogs. So I thought this one would be a blowout, as I think a lot of people did, given the amount of Roosters we might have already traded in or traded in leading up to this game. Unfortunately, didn't reach any great heights in terms of Supercoach, but was still a pretty good game to watch, one of the rare ones when the Bulldogs are involved. So they hung in there and made a contest, so that was good to see. Top scorer in the game, Matt Ikabalu, 83. A lot of conjecture in the lead-up, whether he'd still hold his spot down or whether Suwali would come in for him. For Ikabalu owners, you breathe a sigh of relief when you saw Suwali scratched. Obviously, Ikabalu benefited from that. A couple of good involvements from him, one try to him, a handful of good runs. So good return from Ikabalu, and geez, you would have been.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sweating bullets leading up to this one, I'd imagine, given the Ikabalu dropping out of the side last week. I thought that might have been the case this time around, but no, Suwali getting the rest. So unfortunate for Suwali owners like me, but there you go. Them's the breaks, and that's typical buy-round fun. Next on the list was Tupanua, so one of the guys that I do have, 80 points. Got a couple of line breaks and a try to his name. So, I mean, a lot more involved than last week goes without saying, but 80 points, could have been more. I think he spilled a couple of balls in reasonably good position, missed a few tackles, but that's a typical Tupanua game. When he gets across the stripe, tends to score pretty well like he did there, so you'll absolutely take that to the bank. On the other side, Luke Thompson, he only played 53 minutes, but he's still got decent stats out of that one. 62 points from him. A late, I think, held up in goal, 3 points, which was a nice little booster. But 62 points from Dogs forward, you're going to take that every day of the week. And, I mean, there's a couple of guys in the Dogs side that you might have had a look at. Aaron Shoup in the centres there, cheapy, 43 points for him. Who else have we got? A couple of people had jumped onto Manu of Bulldogs fame, 21 points from that cheapy there. So not really a hell of a lot doing. And Joe Stimson, well, was named at starting second row, bumped back to the bench and got 21 points. So he's, yeah, not relevant in this game or seemingly the NRL. It's been a weird fall from somewhat grace for him over the last couple of years, but not sure what's going on there. And then back to the Roosters, the Joseph Manu at fullback looked very dangerous, 79 points. Always tends to go pretty well. I think we've all seen that before. Whenever Teddy's out and Manu gets shifted there, it tends to be good things for Joey Manu. So whether that means he'll get another run at the fullback spot after this week, given the Roosters or contingent will be backing up, including Tedesco, could be another spell in their one jersey for him, which would be great news for anyone that bought in. Hargraves, JWH, he was the prop you wanted. A few people obviously have gone Sia Sua Takiaho, but it was JWH that had one of his rare, weird, he just wants to take the bull by the horns and get heavily involved and be the big man. That's exactly what he was here, 75, about an hour of game time. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Don't buy into it because he'll be get back in 40s and sin bin in no time at all. Sam Walker, all the talk about him after the game for his little stunt, running the ball backwards 90 metres in this one. If you could give negative points out, I know they do in the NRL fantasy game. I know they give points based on meters gained. So do you reckon he lost points for running 90-odd meters backwards? You'd hate to see it if you captained him or whatever, but there you go. Thankfully for Supergut, I still think he got like 1 point for that run. So there you go. 65 in the end from him, couple of try assists, those long passes that he tends to like doing. Couple of missed goals, he shanked them, but still got the goal kicking. So, I mean, that's good news for anyone that's got him. Who else we got? I mean, SST, Takiaho, 57. Not anything to sneeze at, but, yeah, I mean, JWH outpointed him in that one and got his game time as well. So not ideal benching. But Victor Radley, speaking of good game time, 71 minutes, 58 points was the result. Tended to just be the link man in the Roosters' attack. So every time he seemed to get the ball, he would just shovel it on. But if you listen to all the NRL commentators and pundits, it's a very important role that he plays and freed up Sam Walker in the event. So Victor Radley, well, he wasn't getting hit up points. He got 45 on tackles, a try contribution, quick play the ball, I think it was. But 58 from a 330K returning hooker, second row forward. I mean, I bought him in. Not really sure what to expect, but 58, I would have taken that and run with it at the start of the week. So not sure what happens now. Obviously, with Crichton coming back, pushes Isaac Liu potentially either to the bench or into the lock jersey. And who knows what will happen with Radley, but I don't think 71 minutes is going to be in his wheelhouse over the next couple of months. But good stuff anyway for the one round that we probably needed him for. And he'll now just be back up in the run home if he did get him. Daniel Tupou, a bit disappointing, 50 points. I know a lot of people expected more given his history, particularly against these sort of lesser sides. Had a couple of tough weeks against the Storm and Panthers. I've had him for both of them. And this one, I thought he might be a bit more freed up, but didn't get the ball a hell of a lot. A couple of big runs where he busted a heap of tackles and I think got an offload away, really boosted his score. But outside of that, heavily uninvolved. But 50 points in basically base and power, as we like to call it, all the busts and stuff. I guess we'll give that a pass mark. Just looking down the list, probably no one else really worth mentioning. Sam Verrills had a bit of love at 249K in the hooking spot, but has done what he's done all year, and that's 33 points. His points per minute is terrible for a starting hooker, so hopefully you avoided that trap. Final game of the round, it was an interesting one. A lot of errors, a lot of penalties, didn't get much of a flow into this one. But nonetheless, the Sharks get another win to their name, 20-12 over the Warriors. Star performer, really. On the losing side, I've got to say RTS, the way he was involved, put Reece Walsh away for a long-range run in the second half, got a try of his own, backing up through the middle. You do not see wingers doing that. Just goes to show they've got two fullbacks out there, and RTS needs to get his hands on the ball a bit more often because that's when they looked at their most dangerous. But 83 points. For Supercoach, I guess, being on the wing, it pushes him right out of the line of sight for us in terms of bringing him into our sides. But for the Warriors, in this case, he was probably their best player, I thought. So unfortunate for him to go down you know, it's his final season, but hopefully he can spark something for them from the back and from the wing. Reece Walsh is a man who's punted him out of that fullback spot. 75 points. Did look a bit shaky out there under the high ball and that kind of thing. Is his first game for quite a while, so at least got through it with that hamstring unaffected. So 75 points. Got the goal kicking as well, as you said at the top, Cody Nikorima giving it to him on his return. So reasonable boost to his point scoring tally there with a couple of goals. But early try, just backing up off the kick. So, I mean, that was great stuff for, I know Lakey bought him a few weeks ago. And thankfully, the run has timed itself perfectly, not in origin, backing up, back from injury for this all-important round 17 game. So great number if you did bring him in. But who knows, it's now a challenge. What are you doing the run home? I mean, 75 points against the Sharks, you're going to take that. Is it going to be enough in that pretty congested fullback spot as we get into the business end of the year? At 563K, a little bit of cash to play with, but we know some of the premium guys like Pappenhausen are going to take some sort of trading up to get in. So interesting times for Walsh owners. AFB and Matt Lodge, Fanua Blake and Matt Lodge, ran in tandem. So I think Lodge got 59 minutes, AFB got 55, so split their time pretty evenly. 59 for Fanua Blake and 50-odd, 47, in fact, for Lodge. So AFB wins out there. A couple of offloads to his name, as we always tend to see with Fanua Blake. He tends to open stuff up through the middle. I think they were reasonable offloads as well, so should get a nice little upgrade. Couple of bad penalties given away from him. I thought he could have, if he was wearing a Cowboys jersey, probably been sin-binned for his effort in the second half, putting one around the chops of a Sharks player. But thankfully for us, got to stay on the park. So 59, maybe in a little bit of trouble with the judiciary, but we shall see what the wash-up says next or tomorrow. Sean Johnson, 52. Basically all of this, 30 points in forced dropouts. So had the ball on a string when it came to the line. But this passing game, his outside men sort of let him down a little bit here. I thought they'd, you know, the likes of Ramian, Katoa, those sort of guys just didn't seem to benefit too much off of this. But the guy I think really cost him was Talakai. Just very, I don't know, it's not a typical sort of performance we come to expect from him after his last season. Every time he got the ball with the line in sight, you thought, geez, he's going to go over here, but no, just brought down, which sort of robbed both him and SJ of bigger points in this game. So disappointing for anyone that had Talakai, particularly because he was given a starting second row spot. So played out 60-odd minutes, which is great stuff minutes-wise, but 32 to his name in the end. What could have been, but unfortunate news for anyone that has jumped on. Talakai just isn't the same guy we saw last season. A couple of other flops, really. Jesse Ramian sort of hogging the ball. There was one he absolutely bombed a try on the edge there. He ran himself, which we've come to expect from him. Handy for our hit-up points for any owners out there. Not so handy for his attacking stat column. 38 for him, may get a couple of upgrades in points, but yeah, again, that's probably a D plus on that outing. And as we said, our flopper of the week, or one of them, Cody Nikorima, 17. I think many owners will be facepalming if they did bring him in. I know I was very close to. Thankfully, didn't pull the trigger and just went with SJ instead. But Cody, 17 in his owner's time of need. That's typical buy round stuff. Sometimes these players just do not do what they want you to do. We gave Wenon a bit of stick for this one a while ago, and that was bringing in Dallin Watene-Zelezniak on that week where he fell asleep or got drunk, whatever it was, forgot to do his Rabbitohs trades, missed all of those, so his last resort was to get DWZ. Watene-Zelezniak ended up signing with the Warriors not too long after that. Went over there, timed the run very well here, Wenon, 48 with a try assist. So I thought he was a little better than that. A couple of errors at the back, but the kicking game for the Sharks made sure he didn't have a fun night of it out there. But outside of that, I thought he was very good returning the ball and that kind of thing. I thought he was one of their better players on the attacking front. Unfortunately, just couldn't bank the points as a result. But 50 points-ish from that guy. He's outpointed my guy, Jesse Ramian. So well done, Wenon. You win this week's battle of the somewhat floppers in this game. All right, that's round 17 in the bank, in the books. It's done and dusted. We head on into Origin. I don't know how fun this one's going to be to watch, but who knows? 2-1, 3-0. I think everyone's really concerned more about where the NRL is going to be played. I know a few people are talking about Magic Rounds in Brisbane and the Goldie, maybe even Townsville. For now, I think it's just get out of Dodge, New South Wales. So if everyone down there, stay safe, stay masked up, do what you need to do to make sure that we're not dealing with this absolute shit of a shit fight of a virus for too much longer. So all the best to everyone out there. JT here for the Sunday Wrap. I think if you got 1,000 points, you've absolutely flown above the pack so far this week, but all is not lost if you did get yourself into that 5, 6, 700 range. Round 18 could be even more of a challenge with teams backing up, players dropping out as they love to do left, right, and center. So hopefully get a full, healthy 17 players on the park as we head into the business end of the Supercoach season. Catch you on Tuesday. Give your love to a cowboy man.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.